America Weekend.
Okay, welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal Valerie Smaldone. My other pal is Kim Palmer from USNews.com. She's the senior editor for money at US News, and Kim has been on a number of times before just because I love what she writes about. And if you're looking to save a bit of money, there are actually many, many ways today to save a buck or two, and those bucks start to add up. And Kim has written about some unexpected ways in her recent article, 10 Ways to Give Your Finances a Facelift. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on again. So there's a couple here that completely surprised me. The first one was find a better bank. What do you mean by that?
Yes. Well, this is big right now just because interest rates are so low. They've been so low for so long. And so anyone who has significant savings in their bank account is probably not earning much interest at all. But there are some new tools out there that help us maximize our interest. There's one comparison tool, findabetterbank.com, which I love. It basically just makes it really easy to search for banks by interest rates, see what might suit you best, and really let you earn more interest on your cash. There's also a new tool called MaxMyInterest.com. It's really interesting because it automatically shifts your savings around into FDIC-insured bank accounts, and it actually earns you more money on interest. And so it's a way of just making sure if you do have significant savings in the bank, you don't want to take too high a risk with them by, you know, putting it in the stock market or something. You want to keep it safe, but you also want to get as much interest as possible.
Hey, are there any tools for you to figure out which bank would have the least cost to you in fees or hidden fees or surprising fees? I mean, sometimes you'll go to the bank, they'll say, well, if you keep, I don't know, $300 in a separate account, this is a no-fee checking. And then before you know it, you notice that every week they're taking $12 out of your account anyway. I mean, every month,
yeah,
for something.
I'm so glad you asked that because, yes, there is, and that fees is something we should all be worried about because you're right, they're often surprise fees and we don't even maybe notice when they're being taken out. So comparison tools like Bankrate.com is a great website that helps you compare fees. Also, the one I mentioned before, FindABetterBank.com, has fee information as well. And really, it's all about, because the rules change so often and banks will often add fees or subtract fees, you have to read all that fine print, and when you get an envelope in the mail from your bank with the new rules of service, terms of service, you want to read it.
Oh, really? That sounds like a root canal, reading those. Okay.
Yes, not so fun.
No. So another one on your article, 10 Ways to Give Your Finances a Facelift. I would love to do this. Stop paying for cable. Tell me how.
Well, you know, it's actually, even if you love watching certain shows and you enjoy TV, as I do, as a lot of us do, you can still stop paying for cable and watch your shows basically for free. And that's because more and more network television shows, cable shows, they're available online through services like Hulu, iTunes, and you can pay just for the shows that you want, or you can just stream them over the internet and watch them that way. You often do have to watch more ads, and sometimes you can't fast forward through those ads, so it's a minor inconvenience, but you know, it could mean saving $100 or more on your cable bill, so it's definitely something to explore.
Yeah, that's huge. Now, the problem that I'm having is I'm a news junkie. So I like to watch all the cable news all day long. And yes, you can watch it online, but you still have to have some sort of a cable account to get by their gateway. So it's not like I can get divorced from cable, but I could I could downgrade our relationship, I guess.
You could, and I think one thing that's exciting, just what's shifting in the industry as a whole, is there's a move towards being able to select more piecemeal shows. So say you're someone who doesn't want all the fancy stuff like HBO and Showtime, but you just want your news channels. Increasingly, cable is allowing you to make those selections, so you might want to see what's available to you if you can cut back a little bit, maybe not spend as much on the premium channels.
Okay. You know what, if you think about it, I don't know if this is true for everyone, but one day I said to myself, I watch the same five channels every day.
Right.
Right? Very rare I go beyond that. Those are my five go-to channels, but I'm paying for 220 channels.
Exactly. And, yeah, you know, for someone like you, what could pay off is just giving your cable service a call. And often if you threaten to leave or, you know, go to a different service, they'll make you some good offers that end up saving you money over time.
Okay. So let's move on to food. How can we spend less money on food?
Well, the biggest thing about food is cooking more at home. And, you know, it sounds hard, especially if you're not someone that enjoys cooking, but just eating at home instead of going to restaurants or ordering takeout saves you so much money over the long term. So investing in a few recipes, getting to know how to cook a few basic things can really end up saving you big time.
Yeah, and even if you're not a cook, just the activity of finding one or two things that you can actually make that are edible, that someone might enjoy, is actually a small victory. It makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does. It does. And there's so many resources now, too. I mean, of course, there's the Food Network channels and also just online websites like allrecipes.com. They make it really easy to kind of teach yourself how to cook, I think.
The other thing is I've turned up my nose at this in the past, but now I'm starting to embrace it. There are tons of coupons out there for restaurants on sites like Groupon or Living Social or Amazon Local or any of those. And the trick is not to go on that site, those sites, just to browse, because you get lured into buying something that you don't necessarily need. But if you're looking for something specific, like, hey, you know, we're going out with friends, we're definitely going to a restaurant on Friday, if you're going to do it anyway, you should peruse those sites and find a deal.
That can definitely save you money. Another trend I've noticed is that more and more restaurants are offering loyalty rewards and apps, and it's a similar concept to what you just said. You don't want to end up spending more money just because you're earning the loyalty points, but if you do end up going to the same restaurant over and over again, you might as well sign up for their loyalty reward system, because then you do end up saving money on, you know, your 10th time you go, and if it's a place you go to often, that can definitely save you cash.
It can. I just was convinced to do that at my local movie theater. We go at least twice a month to the movies. And every time they said, are you a blah, blah, blah rewards customer? And I said, no, I don't need it. We don't go that often. She said, you get your first rewards at $75. Well, I would have had that at 6 weeks, right?
Definitely.
So why pay for the popcorn if I don't need to? Let them
pay
for the popcorn. Okay. So the last one I think we'll have time for is about getting deals on vacations.
Yes. And, you know, this is actually not as hard as it sounds either. It just takes being organized. And this comes down to using credit card rewards, airline miles, hotel membership programs, similar concept to the restaurant loyalty rewards that we were just talking about. So you just want to make sure that you're getting rewarded if you're using credit cards or if you're staying in the same hotel chain. You want to make sure you're involved in their loyalty program so you get more discounts, you get more deals available to you. And people who do this well and who are organized about it end up getting free vacations every few years. So it's definitely something to look into.
Yeah, use your points. My husband is a frequent traveler because he's a musician, and he recently decided to concentrate on one airline. And by doing that and getting over a certain number of miles, he never gets a baggage fee. He gets upgraded when available. He always gets on the plane first, so he's never fighting for overhead space. Most of the time, he's still flying coach. But he gets all these things that he would otherwise have to pay for, and every once in a while he gets a coupon for a free trip.
That's great. Yeah, you might as well take advantage of it.
Totally. One other thing I want to mention before we leave the vacation thing is we just recently went on vacation, and for the first time we went and rented a home rather than going to a hotel, and it was beautiful. We saw it online at one of those VRBO or HomeAway sites, and the act of making your own breakfast and lunch every day saved us a ton of money because we weren't going. First of all, we didn't have to be up at a certain time before we missed breakfast at the hotel. And it just, you know, sometimes you just want to get up and have a cup of coffee or have a tuna fish sandwich for lunch. And then we would still go out to dinner like we normally did. But in the end, the vacation cost us far less than it normally would have.
Yes, I love that idea, and especially for families too. I have two little kids, and you know what you just described multiplied by four, it saves us so much money because you know you don't want to be spending $15 per child when you're going to breakfast or lunch when you're on vacation. So that's a great idea.
Totally, and the place was beautiful. So before we leave you, Kimberly, I didn't realize you were an author. We're going to have to talk about this at a future show, but tell me a little bit about your book, The Economy of You.
Thank you. Yes. So I wrote The Economy of You because I realized none of us have job security today. We all have to be entrepreneurial, launch some kind of side business. So that's what I did. So the book tells the story of how I and 100 other people launched successful side businesses to basically earn more money.
No kidding. Side businesses like what? Selling things on Etsy? Things
yes,
of that
that's
nature?
My side business. Exactly. My side business is selling money planners on Etsy. But, you know, I include people in the book who do everything from selling their professional services if they're really good at something like website design or illustration, selling that on the side. Coaching is hugely popular. If you have any, you know, lifetime experience, you can be a life coach, a career coach, a resume coach. So there's all sorts of options.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to have to talk about that book, The Economy of You, on your next visit to the show. Always,
I would love to.
Always love having you on. Kimberly Palmer, the senior editor for Money at U.S. News, usnews.com. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you, Leslie.
We'll be right back. It's Leslie Gold for America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.